This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Remember, you won't miss a moment if you drink wise.
It's question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. No one likes missing a game-changing moment. Remember, you won't miss a moment if you drink wise. Pete Fairbairn, a regular listener, Hutchie, on Facebook poses this. Is professional rugby commercially viable in Australia long-term, or will the game end up like football with all of our best players competing in overseas leagues and just being selected for the Wallabies?
Well, I think there'll be natural tension on the back half, won't there, because there's deeper pockets and better domestic comps globally, but I think the mix will be somewhere in between. Depends what you see success as. The TV metrics haven't been what they would have liked, and the in-venue metrics not what they would have liked, but I still think there's a great marketplace here for it. It just needs, we're the radio partner, so we've got to do a bit better and lift our game to try and keep driving interest, but I think the television deal is so important to them, and they need...
It's still in limbo as we speak, isn't it?
And I don't think Optus is a bad play for them.
Yeah, you said that last week.
Yep.
Alistair Knight on Facebook, he wants both our opinions on the rush hour. There seems to be a lot of negative feedback online from passionate listeners who would listen and only listen to 2 to 4pm as it was the end of the workday / drive home. Do you think Triple M will lose a proportion of its listening base for the move? Will it deplete the listening audience heading into Mick and Jane? Does it give other stations a better platform to compete in that time slot?
Yes, especially, he said in brackets. And Kerry, are you going to read the whole question? Read the whole question.
Well, I didn't know what the question was about.
So it's okay to read a Triple M question, but don't exclude the SEN reference to it. That's dishonourable. SEN especially was the hook. So,
well, okay. If you want to make it, you want to go down that path. Whatever Triple M does, Alistair and Hutchie, in that time slot, it will outrate SEN. Okay, so they could play back to back test pattern type of ads. If that's the path you want to go down, and we'll check the ratings at the end of the year, Hutchie.
If you think so,
it's saying you wanted to make it SEN versus Triple M, we'll go down that path.
No, I just want you to read the question. Don't exclude parts of the question. So what do you think? The 2 to 4.
I just said they could play. They could play music between. Yeah, and they'll beat SEN. You've made it SEN.
All right, so I'll tell you what I'll do. What do you want to have a wager on this on the afternoon slot? What, 12 till 3, SEN versus Triple M, book one. What do you want on it?
12 till 3. Hang on. 12 till 3. That's not part of the question.
Well, that's how the ratings book falls, well, right? 12 till 3.
I'm not going 12
to 3. Or 12 till 4. 12 till 4.
Hang on. 12 till 4 is not the part of this question.
You said a test pattern would beat SEN. I'm saying, what do you want on it? I'll bet you.
The question is about 2 to 4, and I think 6 to 7.
All right, 2 to 4. Let's call it. You can name your slot. 2 to 4.
The problem is,
off the stick. No demographics, nothing.
Off the stick.
Off the stick. What do you want on it?
I'm just trying to work this out. That won't work because ratings are 12 to 3.
I can give you a breakdown of 2 to 4.
Oh, and I'll believe your breakdown.
You can get it from GFK, provided direct to you. I'll get them to send it to you directly.
I might speak to...
What do you want? Well,
someone at Triple M who might be able to get the same
doctor. What do you want on it? I'll donate. What do you want on it? You want a charity? You want a bottle of red? A good bottle of red? You reckon a test pattern? I'm calling you out and saying that Dwayne and Bob and Andy will win.
Between?
That time slot, 2 and 4.
But the question's about 6 to 7, which is where they've been moved to.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think you'd dodge the question so badly as this.
I'll go 12 to 7 then.
12 to 7.
Well, that's what the question's about.
6 till 7, I would think that our sports day will beat the rush hour. 6 till 7.
Your sports day would beat rush hour?
I think so. 6 till 7, yep.
All right, let's have a bet on that then.
Well, they've got to get a 10 share to go past Jared and Sam. That's going to be very easy in the first.
Oh, hang on. You're going to throw in 3AW now?
That's our show, sports day. 6 till 7.
What about 6 to 7 on SEN?
I think JB and Billy will beat the 6 to 7 on SEN. I think.
As CEO of SEN, you're throwing in a 3AW show.
I'm just a CEO of the business.
Hutchie, our listeners. Well, I don't know where this question's gone. Nicholas Tellerico on Facebook.
You're wrong. That's what.
When will clubs go back to just a captain and a vice captain? What's the point of quarter of your team being in the leadership group and even some clubs having a, quote, young emerging leadership group? Hutchie, this is up your alley.
I've been on about this for 3 years, Nicholas. We even called for an amnesty on this on off the bench.
A captain and a vice captain. I reckon they should just go back to that. And maybe a deputy vice just for old time's sake. And that's all it needs.
100%.
Sergio on Twitter, how much of a pay cut in percentage terms would Cameron Ling have taken in moving to the ABC from 3AW? I don't know. I've got no idea what Cameron Ling would have been on. I've got no idea what he would be on.
Yeah, and probably not my business, Sergio. All I would say is that, you know, let's assume there's a pay cut. That's not an unfair assumption. I think The ABC demo, it's a myth they've got no money. They just cry no money when they've got rights to buy. They're some of the best payers. Have you driven past their building down the end of the street? It's one of the great rorts, the ABC.
You hate the ABC, don't you? You should go and work for the Australian newspaper. They hate the ABC.
If you're a media owner in this country and you're not at least...
You'd blow the ABC up, wouldn't you?
Well, they don't have any revenue pressures at all.
They are the last bastion of the pure journalism, as we saw on Monday
night.
They get
their budget cuts from 300 million to 270 million. They go, oh, how are we going to get by on 270 million? Oh, boy. They don't have to walk in and have a sales department run around town and commercialise their assets. They just have to not spend. They've got they're high paid. Have you seen their high paid list?
Actually, yeah, I did.
Oh,
what I do take notice of is too was an obscure show might come up and they've put the collective and exclusive resource into that show. The credits will roll and roll. And having been exposed to your business operations, Hutchie, there might be one name under a TV show that might go to air that.
Give me a spell.
That you use.
They wouldn't last 10 minutes in the commercial world.
Was a king on Facebook. What's your view on the Willy Rioli case? How can a provisional suspension be handed down only to take up to a year to hear a case like Sam Murray? Asada surely has all the evidence. Is it time the AFL had their own independent body doing the testing and having more control? If I can summarise where this one is at and where most of these cases are at. The person who does get detected with the high reading usually takes the view at some stage soon into that process that he did do it or she did do it. They then try to mitigate backwards from a worst case scenario, which is often a 4-year ban. If they can somehow get it down to 2 years, they're happy to take 18 months in order for that to happen. And that is pretty much what's happening with Willy Rioli. He's working backwards from a worst case scenario.
Can I have a bit of a playful attempt at putting some context around this? You can say ASADA are the word of the week. Useless. ASADA out of work ethic, what the ABC is to commercial responsibilities.
Oh, jeez.
They never get a thing done in there. How long does it take them to do anything? What else are they doing all day? Their whole charter is to deal with the people that they catch and try and catch some people. They never catch anyone.
Well, they're really good at catching people who play second, third, and sometimes fourth and fifth tier sport. They're no good at catching the big names in the big sports.
Never got a star ever.
That's very true.
Never catch it.
They'd be too scared to release that. Glenn De Jong on Facebook. I'll leave this one to you, Hutchie. What are your thoughts on XFL? Everything from the WWE owner to crowds to play on the field to long-term viability. Brendan Spark also wanted your opinion of the competition.
So I've been a big fan already, Glenn, but it's different to what I thought it would be. The first time around was much more gimmicky, much more made for media. He's swung between the flags much more the second time around. I think the commissioner he put in, Oliver Luck, has done a great job. Vince has taken a bit more of a back seat.
Is the game okay?
Really good. There's some simple rules. I love the conversion. So I think the rule is 6-point conversion, but then there's no kick for the extra one. You can go for an extra 1, 2, or 3-point conversion, but you staggered distances. I think it's 3, 5, and 10 yards. I like that rule. I like the kickoff rule where the two lines are going to stay set until the receiver catches it.
And then they go.
And then they go. So that actually creates flow of run.
It'd create more collision though, wouldn't it
do? Well, no, it's actually, what they've had the luxury of doing is spending a few years trialling, testing, researching rules, asking the public. So there's only about, I thought there'd be 60 different rules. There's only probably 6 to 10 that really are that different. And they're really, now there's a bit more access, obviously, because that's Vince's style. So you can talk, you know, you're hearing the quarterback plays a bit more and you're hearing, you're hearing them interviewed. You know, there's a great one on the weekend where a quarterback threw a vital turnover. And then 2 minutes later, they're asking about what was going through your head when you, like stuff like that's really good. But it hasn't been as wildly different to the NFL. If you're watching for 5 minutes and casually observing at home, you wouldn't necessarily know you weren't watching an NFL game for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
They're in big stadiums.
Yeah.
Which was a risk.
Crowds seem down, obviously.
Crowds are about 15, 16,000, which I think is a great start. They're all lower tier crowds and at the top blocked off. I think it's been great. But I am surprised he hasn't gone as showbiz, as hard as I thought he might have.
Yeah. All right. Ryan Fisher on Facebook, what's your take on the Corns Cozzy Gate in Adelaide? And does Craig need to put a muzzle on his terrier?
Yeah, I had a read of it. It just sounds like a genuine misunderstanding, doesn't it?
I caught up with that because someone in Adelaide told me to have a look at it. Yeah, he can find a blue, can't he?
Yeah, but he cuts through. Doesn't he cut through?
God, he makes me laugh. Chris Whelan on
Twitter. I reckon he's fantastic.
He's a good bloke. On the back of the Dane Beams incident and AFLW issues, how much responsibility, if any, do social media sites have to moderate comments? And how far should they go? Seems profanities get taken down, but lots of distasteful comments are left up. Chris, to answer your question, absolutely the media organisations should moderate comments. They don't. They don't do it anywhere near well enough. And that's something that's always going to be the case, no matter how many promises each media organisation gives. Hilton Barber on Twitter. With Ball getting Rookie of the Year in the NBL, is it a publicity stunt by that body or did he actually deserve it? Only played half a season. Surely there were other players who deserved it. Hopefully I'll see you at the Kingdom on the February 29th, Hutchie.
I'll be there, Hilton. Interesting one. I think there were some great rookies around the league. I'm not a big enough basketball expert. What I would assume is that it was a 50-50 call. Like if there were two of them and they split the vote, then I assume it goes the more high-profile way. But maybe I'm...
Did you have an issue with it?
There's 4 weeks where he played there. It was just absolutely exceptional.
Yep.
I haven't heard a mass outcry in basketball. Like, I haven't heard angst at our end. So, you know, I think he did a lot for the sport while he was here. And the impact he had on the sport was probably as great as anyone who's played. So if it was a line ball call and it went his way because of the impact he'd had on a global level.
It's fair enough.
I think it's fair enough.
Yep. Chris Destoli on Twitter raises a point, Hutchie, that... I subscribe to. How do you think the outraged police here in Melbourne would have reacted to an AFL side celebrating a premiership like the Kansas City Chiefs did? That is, openly drinking and sculling beers through the streets, including all the star players. It happens every year, doesn't it, with the NFL team. It happens with the baseball teams as well when they have their street parade. They do slug beers. They do scull beers. Did you see what Travis Kelce said when he grabbed the microphone too? He seemed to be off his face and had a...
Yeah, we would have been... We'd have been absolutely outraged.
Well, the club itself would have put out a statement straight away saying we don't stand for this and our people are better people than that. And then
I think it's
chief executive of the organisation probably would have said something similar that we do not tolerate this it's not a good look.
But I think the truth's somewhere in the middle, right? Like the way they behave was pretty average. It's just it's a fairly blue collar place. And it's not very socially responsible to carry on like that.
It's not. But it's what they do, and Americans move on when they see it.
So I can see it from both ends.
Yeah. Yep. And wasn't as bad as what Gronk did the year before when he just got on that open-topped bus. All right. Actually, there's one more to go, Hutchie. And just to show that we do provide all feedback, it's a comment, not a question. It's from Goose. Lushuk, please don't talk about the celebrity chefs ever again. That was the most boring and irrelevant 10 minutes of the sounding board I've ever heard.
There you go.
I can't remember if that's directed at you or me, Hutchie.
Was that consistent feedback or was that just one?
That was James telling us it's a random, but we just...
What was the general vibe of the chefs last week? 50-50, probably.
We may as well keep on this negative roll.
Can I just add a bit of context, Goose? So I respect that. You might actually be right, but I just couldn't care less. I actually don't do this for anyone's interest other than my own. So whatever, people don't like it, that's cool.
Have some respect for one of your listeners.
So, Goose, I think you're actually spot on, but I couldn't tell you we wouldn't do it again, Goose, to be honest. Because if it interests us, we're probably going to talk about it. And we're more interested in what interests us than what interests you. And that's wrong. We shouldn't be like that as content providers, but that's a cold, stone-cold truth.
This is a man who recently discovered the block button on Twitter. He's changed in 2020, and that's question time done for this edition of the Sounding Board for DrinkWise. No one likes missing a game-changing moment. Remember, you won't miss a moment if you drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.